I'm Jeff Booth, and this is The Big Picture here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. And this was truly a big moment for women, truly historic moment this week. 50 years after Congress passed the ERA, it finally meets the constitutional threshold when Virginia, the state of Virginia, ratified it. That means that 75% of the states have ratified the amendment originally passed by Congress in 1972, which should do it, but no. There is no way in hell the Trump Justice Department is going to allow such a horrific thing as equal rights for women to happen on their watch. What the Equal Rights Amendment does is it guarantees the same legal rights regarding pay equity and other workplace discrimination to everyone, regardless of sex. It also provides protections for women from domestic abuse and pregnancy discrimination. And as you know, Republicans fought tooth and nail against the Violence Against Women Act, still has yet to be renewed. The Justice Department has decided it's too late. 50 years? Nah, we're done. You gotta start all over again. And, of course, now there are plenty of Republican-controlled states that originally voted for the ERA that wouldn't vote for it today. That's Idaho, Kentucky, Nebraska, Tennessee, and South Dakota. And they've officially rescinded their earlier approval. They don't want to do it. So it's a complicated political nightmare. And what it means is that, yes, the ERA, yeah, we got all the votes you need, but it's still just symbolic. And women are not going to get the rights they need. This is the most anti-woman administration I've seen in my lifetime. And the Republican Party has made it very clear they do not like you if you're a woman. And as long as there is a Trump Justice Department, which is unlike other Justice Departments in that it acts as a personal arm of the White House rather than as an independent entity, as the Constitution mandates. So it's basically whatever Trump wants, William Barr provides. So women can celebrate the historic vote and also understand that thanks to Republicans and Trumpians, it doesn't mean anything. But there's a more historic vote coming up. That's coming up in November. And if you're a woman and you don't vote every Republican out of office, I don't know what the hell's wrong with you. Republicans seem to find great joy in finding ways to hurt you. And we'll talk about a few of those. Fox News, the official arm of the Republican Party and the official White House news organization. Here's some examples of what they think of you. Here's Fox News guest host Mark Stein, or Stain, I'm not sure how it's pronounced, really don't care. He appeared on Rush Limbaugh's show, basically made fun of Elizabeth Warren about how she's not just the only person of color left because she's a self-declared Indian, and of course they go there with that. And then he goes, the great repository of diversity now is Elizabeth Warren, the first woman of color. We know she's, what is she, 1,054th of color? Actually, do we know she's a woman? I mean, who's to say that's not all a big scam too? And then he says, are we really sure that Mayor Pete is gay? And says he looks like an accountant and how he has a very non-gay look. Well, I guess you don't have a lot of gay friends because there are some people you can say, well, they kind of look gay, but there's tons of gay people who you would never know in a million years. So basically, Mark, you're just an idiotic fool, and your misogynistic attacks on Elizabeth Warren make you look even more foolish. Matt Gaetz of Florida is probably one of the most repulsive of GOP lawmakers, and it has now come out, according to Chris Latvala, who is a Republican state representative, he says that Matt came up with this fun little game. He says that he invented a sleazy game for Florida legislators that included a sexual scoring system. The rules to this game were reported by Politico's Mark Caputo. And according to the rules, legislators receive 1 point for sleeping with a lobbyist, 2 points for sleeping with legislative staff, 3 points for sleeping with another legislator, and 6 points for sleeping with a married legislator. I don't know if this is actually true that Matt Gaetz did this, but it's certainly absolutely believable that he would, and that's the problem. So are women allowed to play this game, and do you get the same points for a same-sex relationship? Matt, could you provide us with a complete set of the rules? On New Year's Eve, New York Assembly Minority Leader Brian Kolb, he's actually one of the most powerful Republicans in the state. He was arrested because he crashed his car into a ditch. He was drunk off his ass. And this was right after he sent out a message telling people not to drink and drive. But the ugliest and most telling part of the story was that when the cops first showed up on the scene, and he was visibly drunk, couldn't even stand up, but he tried to claim that his wife was driving, saying, "You know how women drive." He was the one driving. What a sleazebag. And he's had to announce his resignation. Bye-bye. Misogyny in this country isn't just confined to the most far-right Republican politicians. You see it everywhere. There's Clint Eastwood's recent movie, Richard Jewell. It, and I think it does it intentionally and falsely, represents a real female reporter as someone who slept around to get her story. She's not with us anymore to defend herself. But, and that was a big story, but one of the things I think that a lot of people don't remember about the whole story of the Centennial Olympic Park bombing is who actually did it. And that's not mentioned in the movie at all. The bombing was done by Eric Rudolph, an anti-choice terrorist, but no mention of him at all in the movie. It's been a tough year for women, especially in the area of reproductive rights, where they have basically thrown a bomb into women's access to reproductive freedom. The Guttmacher Institute reported that conservative state legislators raced to enact an unprecedented wave of bans on all, most, or some abortions, and by the end of the year, 25 new abortion bans had been signed into law, primarily in the South and Midwest. Besides some of the most extreme bans ever enacted, there were also tons of new restrictions for abortion providers, including forcing them to give patients misleading and inaccurate information about the potential to reverse a medication abortion. It's a lie, but it's a legally mandated lie. And there was the confirmation of drunken frat boy Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. You know, the one accused of sexually assaulting women. And a lot of court watchers believe that 2020 is the year that the Supreme Court will take away the right of women to have access to abortion. And as we said many times on this show, that means a lot more, because for people in the anti-choice movement, that means taking away contraception as well, because they are, if you have ever gone onto one of their sites, profoundly against women accessing birth control. The goal of the anti-choice movement is to make sure that women don't have a lot of choice in their lives. Because when you're constantly pregnant, your options narrow quite a bit. And what's been going on in the Northeast and the West, that's been a little bit better. There have been new laws enacted to protect abortion rights and to expand reproductive health services and expand access to birth control and sex education. Even Austin, Texas, which is an anomaly in Texas, there, that's where they put their smart people. They became the first state in the nation to dedicate funds to supporting services like transportation and child care for people seeking abortion care, where as access to abortion care has basically crumbled in the rest of Texas. California was the very first state to pass a law requiring student health centers at public universities to provide medication abortion on campus. So, despite the wholesale assault on women's access to abortion, there were, in 2019, 36 measures to protect abortion. And there were 46 policies intended to decrease maternal mortality. And there were 17 that improved sex education, and 13 that increased access to contraceptive coverage. So, it's not all terrible, it's just terrible in the states controlled by Republicans. And it's actually a positive sign, because all those protections were more, from just 2019, there were more than in the previous 10 years. So the battle is engaged. But it's important to understand what the battle is. They want to take away women's access to reproductive choice. Because when you do that, women are less empowered. It's all about reducing women's power and access and control. They don't want an ERA. because that would say that women weren't second-class citizens, and the goal of everything they've done is to ensure that women are.